Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is indeed a pleasure to be here today. It's a pleasure to be anywhere, really. We are broadcasting here from the Space Bar Production Studios here in Florida. And we hope that you are enjoying yourself where you are. And the weather, I am bragging about our weather. It's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous, wonderful. Couldn't be a whole bunch better. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday. It started off chillier than it did yesterday, and it's going to get warmer. We're going to end up in the mid-70s, mid-upper 70s, as a matter of fact, and started in this morning. That's pretty amazing. That's actually pretty amazing, considering that it is the time of year it is. It's going to be beautiful out. The humidity is down, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and all is good with the world. So again, we appreciate you being here. Hope you liked yesterday's show. And we're going to do more. And we're going to do more of that. We're going to do more of just approaching what we're looking at here in the presidential elections, just from a this is how it is sort of standpoint. I think it's important that we do that. Especially because Mitt Romney is going to be your nominee. Mitt Romney is going to be your nominee. Now, some of you will need to go through some sort of mourning period for Ron Paul or for Newt Gingrich. The Santorum supporters already went through their mourning period. You already did. So it's okay. It's okay. Somebody just posted something on my Facebook page. Basically, that's anti-Muslim, or actually anti-Mormon. And you'll get this. This is the kind of stuff that you'll get. It's a picture of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And the thing reads, when Democrats nominated a Christian with an African name, Republicans bore false witness and said he was a radical Muslim. First of all, Republicans didn't do that. Because this is the kind of bull crap that they do. This isn't what they do to get you tossed off into some sort of weird, crazy land. Well, Republicans didn't do that. There are some people who said he's Muslim, or he wasn't Christian because he sat in Reverend Wright's church. And if you think that's Christianity, then yeah, whatever. There you go. However, I remember Democrats and liberals being all pissy about it and all awful about it. Now, the other part of this reads, when Republicans nominated a Mormon who believes that a horse thief read golden tablets out of a top hat with magical glasses that black people are cursed, wears holy underwear, that Satan is Jesus' brother, and God lives on a planet called Kolob with many wives, suddenly religion shouldn't matter. Which is it? Well, you know what? That's the same bullcrap that they do. So what should be your response? Nothing. Because it ain't about that. So we shouldn't fight back? Not about that, you shouldn't. Not about that kind of crap you shouldn't. No, not at all. Don't do it. Do not respond. Do not respond on Mitt Romney's religion. Do not respond. As much as you want to, it doesn't matter. Don't do it. Ignore them. Unless they want to talk about the economy, things that they have failed in, the stuff we talked about yesterday, then don't engage them at all. At all. Unless the conversation is about the things that we talked, some of the things we talked about yesterday, they want to talk about Mitt Romney being, well, which is it? Which is it? And say this, say something completely non sequitur. Anybody remember Cash for Clunkers? And that's exactly what I'm going to write here. Anyone remember Cash for Clunkers? There you go. And that's exactly what I responded. If you go to my Facebook page, it's easy. Just type in Willie Lawson and you'll get there. That's what I put. Anyone remember Cash for Clunkers? It's completely non sequitur. But who cares? Anybody remember that? Do not, under any circumstances, get sucked into arguments that are ridiculous, that don't matter. Because, frankly, doesn't matter if the president's Muslim. Does it? Not at this point, it doesn't. He became president. Doesn't matter if you think he's Muslim. Doesn't matter. And I would ask, and I asked the liberals then, why do you care? If you say it doesn't matter, why do you care? Why do you come back at me? You said it didn't matter. You said it's like a 5-year-old. But you said it didn't matter. You said it didn't matter. It matters now. It matters now, huh? It matters now, huh? But you said it didn't matter. But you, and I look at them and go, but you said it didn't matter. And now it matters to you. And you know what you're not talking about? I'm not talking about Cash for Clunkers. You're not talking about Porculus. You're not talking about Calendra. You're not talking about an unemployment rate for 10%. Stay on that. I'm finding it a little awesome.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
What? Hold
What'd
on.
You say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbaloots or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive.
I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with more of the Wheel Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and the Red State Talk Radio Network. Again, a pleasure to be here in this seat talking to you. I don't know what's wrong with the chat room. I don't know. You know, sometimes it opens and sometimes it don't. So, you know, what can I do? I'm learning, really, not to worry about things I don't have any control over. So I click on it, and it just does its little thing, and nothing happens, and blah, blah, blah. There you go. Oh, something's happening. Something is happening. There you go. I told you, I just keep trying. Yesterday, Mitt Romney accused of not being able to seal the deal. I believe my friends, my neighbors has sealed the deal. I think he sealed the deal. Five of five. Yes, indeedy. Five of five. Delaware, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. It has been a good month for the governor because on April the 3rd, he won D.C., Wisconsin, and Maryland. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Right now, the delegate count is 844. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum has 260, and Newt Gingrich, who is about to get out as well. The scuttlebutt there is that Newt Gingrich will end his campaign, suspend his campaign, whatever. One at 137 delegates on next Tuesday. There you go. And Dr. Paul, I guess, is still in there. Right now, Romney has 52% of the vote. Santorum has none in the latest Republican polls from Real Clear Politics. Gingrich has 19%. Paul has 15%. And Mr. Santorum has a negligible amount. Again, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Delaware all go to Mitt Romney. April 3rd, Washington, D.C., Wisconsin, Maryland all go to Mitt Romney. Let's see here. Let's look back a little bit. In March, Rick Santorum, let's see, what is this? This is April. In March, and that's my phone, let's see, Romney wins Washington, Ohio, Idaho, Alaska, Vermont, Virginia, Wyoming, Massachusetts, Guam, U.S. Virgin Islands, Northern Mariana Islands, let's see, American Samoa, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Illinois. Yeah. All the scuttlebutt about Newt Gingrich in the month of March. Newt did on March 6th win Georgia. Seems like a distant memory. Let's look back at February real quick. And let's look back at February. Well, the chat room's not opening. Sorry, folks. Sorry. Really not my fault. In February, Romney wins Maine and Nevada. And on February 7th, remember Rick Santorum had a great day. It seemed like a thousand years ago when he won Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado all on the days. Mitt Romney wins Michigan and Arizona. But it's over, kids. Let me help you. Over. Mitt Romney is going to win this nomination and will be the Republican candidate to face Barack Obama, and that's how it is. You know, I don't know if you like it. It doesn't matter if you like it. That's how it is. It is time, my friends, to get used to it. There you go. Time, my friends, to get used to it. So as you're getting used to it, we're gonna help you with how to handle it. We're gonna help you with how to handle it, and how to handle it is to, and this is sort of a continuation of yesterday's show, to stay on point. And I did. And if you look at my Facebook page, there's a comment. You'll see the comment about, you know, which is it. Which is it, Republicans? Which is it? I thought religion didn't matter to y'all. Oh, I guess it does if it matters to me. Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever. I said, did anyone remember Cat for Clunkers? Anybody remember that? You know, stay on point. Stay on message. Because they cannot run on their record. You know what? And that's just the truth. You know, this administration cannot run on its record. They can't. Nothing to run on. Because you have to run on successes. And even by their own standard, there have been no real successes. So you'll get stuff like this, and I'm just gonna have big fun with it and stay on point. I suggest you do likewise. Stay on point. Continue to talk about the things that matter. Speaking of things that matter, in July, we've got something really cool going on in July. Let's see here. I'm going to try to get the website up so I can explain it to you. We've got somebody coming on the show in July. And every Tuesday in July, as a matter of fact, and this is going to knock your socks off, but it's going to be also very, 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 very helpful to you. It's going to be very helpful to you. There's a gentleman by the name of Chris Hall, not our friend Chris Ann Hall, who's a girl, married lady. Yes, and her husband is Chris, too. Crazy. It's crazy. His name is Chris Hall. Her name is Chris Ann. And she's fabulous. We love Chris Ann Hall. She's a big supporter of the show, and she's just lovely and wonderful and just marvelous. I can just sop her up with a biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Just She's that kind of marvelous. We love her. But that's not who we're talking about. We're talking about a gentleman. His name is Chris Hall, with a C, and he's written a book. The book is called Big Picture 2012. The Big Picture is a diligently and thoroughly researched tour de force of the Obama record with hilarious and penetrating insights. This hard-hitting, no-nonsense guide to the Obama presidency connects the dots between the Obama administration and its full-throttle assault on the issues. I got sent a book, and it is marvelous. I'm just telling you, it's marvelous. Let's see. So we're going to we have time. We're going to see if we can play a little bit of the Big Picture explained by our friend Chris Hall, and I just know you're going to dig it. Let's see if we can get this playing. Maybe not.
Well, the biggest mistake of the Obama administration, I could talk about health care, I could talk about the stimulus, all of his foreign policy snubs, but I think the most significant blunder of Obama's presidency would be the Gulf oil spill, because it encapsulates all of his executive incompetence. If he had been an effective leader, if he had been an effective manager, then it never would have become the out-of-control situation that it did. Instead of seizing the reins of power and cutting through the red tape and leading an organized effort to resolve the crisis, he just checked out. He was unavailable, and while thousands or even millions of people suffered, he just barely voted present. So in the president's vacuum of leadership, the Gulf became a mosh pit of squabbling bureaucrats who were scrapping for turf and overruling each other. And you had the Department of Interior, they overruled the Army Corps of Engineers, who overruled the EPA, the Coast Guard, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and so on. The entire situation lacked adult supervision because no one was in charge. And really, I think the Gulf crisis is... it's a snapshot of his leadership and managerial inabilities generally. Because just as he dithered in the Gulf, he dithered for more than a year in whether to deploy National Guard troops to the Mexican border. He campaigned on closing Gitmo, but once he was elected, he had no idea what he was going to do. He spent months deciding whether or not to deploy troops to Afghanistan or trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in downtown Manhattan. The point is that the whole world is supposed to hang in limbo while the commander-in-chief plays golf, shoots hoops with Hollywood movie stars, and takes his time figuring out what it is that he wants to do next. And if the nation should ever suffer another crisis that's equal to or greater than the Gulf oil spill, then we already have a glimpse of how Barack Obama would handle it.
For more information, go to www.bigpicture2012.com. Or you can follow them on Twitter at BigPicture2012. That's Chris Hall. And if you dug that, and we're gonna play the other video. There's part two of that a little later today. And because I had a good conversation with Chris last night. Well, yesterday afternoon after the show, anyway. And you're going to dig it. You are so going to dig it. They sent me a copy of the book, and it's huge. It's huge. I'm like, are you kidding? It's huge. Huge. But there's so much there. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy it. You can let's see. Chris was on the G. Gordon Liddy show yesterday. So I am honored beyond belief that he's going to that he's agreed to spend some time with us here in July and be here basically every Tuesday early in the show so you can plan. And so I am honored all to pieces that he has chosen to do that. That's our friend, that's our new friend of the show, Chris Hall. And if you want more information about the book, The Big Picture, just go to www.bigpicture2012.com. That's bigpicture2012.com. blogtalkradio.com. Listen, we'll be right back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Reg State Talk Radio Network. Hey, this is Will Austin on the Will Austin Show. Listen, I want to talk to you guys about something. I want to talk to you about auto repair. I want to talk to you about how much auto repair sucks. It just sucks. I don't like it. You don't like it. And you know what? I have never had the car break down at an opportune time. I have never had the Space Bar Production Mobile Studios break down at an opportune time. And I have never, ever had the extra money. You know what I'm saying? Never had the extra money. But listen, on the Will Austin Show, we're offering a service here that might be the solution for you. It might be the solution for you. You know what? Just call this number, 1-877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271. You know what? And these folks may be able to offset the cost of costly, awful automobile repair. That's 1-877-229-7271. 1-877-229-7271.
I'll pick you up after school.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio, Red State Talk Radio Network. It is good. It is good. You know, again, Mitt Romney's, welcome to being the nominee, Mr. Romney. So, again, if you have a mourning period you need to take care of, go ahead and get that taken care of today. Just get that taken care of today and be done with it. All right, good. Because it's about the economy. Remember the church? It's about the economy, stupid. It really is. And it's so much about the economy. And today's Washington Times, this was from yesterday, actually, the WashingtonTimes.com, written by a guy named Charles Hurt of the Washington Times. He writes, in this economy, U.S. needs border fence to keep the Mexicans in. Well, that's one way to send the tide of illegal aliens streaming across the border from Mexico. Jack up unemployment rates to near double digits, dunk America into a double dip recession, and put us so deeply in hock with the Chinese communists that it will take generations for us to recover. After long enough living and working and trying to eke out a bare survival in America becomes even worse than trying to get by in Mexico. A new study from the highly esteemed Pew Hispanic Center says the millions of Mexicans who risked their lives crossing the desert to get here to the promised land for a better life have given up on the U.S. This is no small feat. You ever been to Mexico? Not the ritzy beach towns with the gated resorts, but Nuevo Laredo. The dusty streets are filled with bony children selling gum and candy for just a few spare pennies. Desperate as that little trade may have once seemed to us, at least it was a vibe on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange during the 90s. Nothing like that is going on anywhere on this side of the border. As bad as it is, we don't have little kids in the street selling gum and candy for pennies. Remember the axiom of big government bureaucrats? If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And finally, under the crushing weight of tax and regulation, it stops moving, subsidize it. So the Mexicans have quit coming to the hopeless part of North America. Canada is just too far to walk. Or at least the few final stragglers who have not kept up with America's woes are still sneaking into the U.S., are balanced out by all the illegal Mexicans already here who are now risking their lives to cross the desert to escape the American, quote, dream, end quote. Isn't that amazing? Is it not amazing that Mexicans are slipping back across the border? That our economy is so bad here that even eking on a live picking fruit is too hard? Huh. Crazy, isn't it? No wonder everybody's trying to pass a Dream Act to keep them here so they can be votes. Wow. It's amazing. Listen, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
Down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You can also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 297271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network.
I have a hole in my sock. I know that's random. You're thinking, that's so random, Willie. Why do you say that?
It's true. I'm sitting here in the Space Bar Production Studios with my shoes off because it's comfy. And got a big old hole in my heel. I don't know how that happened.
You ever wonder how that happens? But anyway.
Mitt Romney is the nominee. I know I keep saying that. But, you know, while the president is doing what the president is doing, disappointing people. We talked about this yesterday. You know, it's funny. We talked about this whole idea that the president has gotten this whole idea of increased expectation. And what he did was he's disappointed everybody. He's disappointed everyone. That's the deal. You can't do that. It doesn't work. The president has not delivered. And last night, again, 5-0, dude. I believe that Governor Romney has indeed sealed the deal. That whole idea, can he seal the deal? Well, he definitely did it last night. I think in the last couple of months inevitability has been the deal. That's been the deal. It has been inevitable that Mr. Romney Governor Romney is indeed the nominee. And we're going to play some of his. I don't know if we'll do the whole thing. And I don't think it was long. Of his speech last evening, because I think it was very good in the sense that he stayed on point. And this is some of the stuff that we're going to have to do. All right. This is Governor Romney's speech from last night.
Thank you for that welcome. And thank you, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Thank you. And tonight I can also say thank you, America. Because after 43 primaries and caucuses, many long days, and more than a few long nights, I can say with confidence and gratitude that you have given me a great honor and solemn responsibility. And together, we are going to win on November 6th. We launched this campaign not far from here. Beautiful day in June on a farm in New Hampshire. It's been an extraordinary journey. You know, Americans have always been eternal optimists. But over the last 3.5 years, we've seen hopes and dreams diminished by false promises and weak leadership. Everywhere I go, Americans are tired of being tired. And many of those who are fortunate enough to have a job are working harder for less. For every single mom who feels heartbroken when she has to explain to her kids that she needs to take a second job and won't be home as often. For grandparents who can't afford the gas to visit their grandchildren anymore. For the mom and dad who never thought they'd be on food stamps. For the small business owner desperately cutting back just to keep the doors open one more month. To all of the thousands of good and decent Americans I've met who want nothing more than a better chance, a fighting chance. To all of you, I have a simple message. Hold on a little longer. A better America begins tonight. Tonight is the start of a new campaign to unite every American who knows in their heart that we can do better. The last few years have been the best that Barack Obama can do, but it's not the best America can do. Tonight is the beginning of the end of the disappointments of the Obama years. The start of a new and better chapter that we will write together. This has already been a long campaign, but many Americans are just now beginning to focus on the choice before the country. In the days ahead, I'll look forward to spending time with many of you personally. I want to hear what's on your mind, hear about your concerns, and I want to learn about your families. I want to know what you think we can do to make this country better and what you expect from your next president. And I'll probably tell you a little bit about myself. I'll start by talking about my wife, Ann, of course. And I'll probably bore you with stories of my sons and my grandkids. I'll tell you how much I love the country, this extraordinary land, where someone like my dad, who grew up poor, never graduated from college, could pursue his dreams and work his way up to running a great car company. Only in America could a man like my dad become good.
I don't know if it sounds like Reagan to you, but it sounds like Reagan to me. It sounds like what the country needed in Ronald Reagan's time was a cheerleader. They need somebody who was unabashedly patriotic, unabashedly in love with America, and would share that love with America. And it seems that Mitt Romney has taken a page out of the Ronald Reagan playbook, and it's going that direction. It's going that direction. Stay on point, folks. Stay on message. That's how we win this time. How do we win? Stay on point, stay on message. That's how we do it. Because if you don't, like this, like my Facebook page post that has to do with, you know, with him being a Mormon. And I said this on the Ed Dean radio program. Oh, and I think we're going to be on the Ed Dean radio program tomorrow at 3 o'clock, not on Friday at 3 o'clock for the next little bit. So if you're looking for us, that's when we're going to be on. We're not going to be on Friday anymore. I think we're going to be on Thursday at 3. Going to interrupt my nap time a little bit, but, you know, I'll sacrifice for you. But but in any case, It's a little Reagan-esque. The country needs a cheerleader, and I think that Mitt Romney is going to do his best to be that cheerleader. Listen, we'll be back with more of the Wheel Austin Show right after these messages. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with, you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right. Welcome back to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, I mentioned earlier in the show we have a great thing planned in July. A gentleman by the name of Chris Hall, who wrote the book The Big Picture. It's a fantastic picture of the Obama presidency thus far. Some of the bullet points are: the number one reason why America cannot afford Obama's second term, the biggest mistake of the Obama presidency thus far, Obama's true motivation for insulting traditional allies while coddling traditional enemies, how the Obama administration is intentionally undermining our financial system, Obama is the most outrageous foreign policy snubs, the myth of what Obama, quote, inherited, the alarming extent of Obama's Muslim outreach, multiple patterns of Obama's management style that repeat themselves again and again. And it goes on and on. We played a little bit of a video. We played part one of a video done by Chris Hall. Not Chris Ann Hall. Chris Ann Hall is a dear friend of the show. But she's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Girl. Met her. Girl. 125% girl. Awesome. And her husband, I'm sure her husband is glad of it. Glad about it. No doubt. So as soon as my computer decides to let the page go, we'll go ahead and play that part too. Because Chris Hall was on the G. Gordon Liddy show yesterday. He was on the show that in Detroit. And we are honored that he's planning on spending 5 weeks with us here every Tuesday in July, starting on the 3rd of July through the end of the month, and we'll be at the Republican convention here in Tampa in August. So as a lead in, so we are stoked, absolutely stoked that Chris is going to be here. Right now, my computer is completely locked up. That's why. Oh, there you go. That's why you guys got to help us out there by going to the WillAustinShow.com website and clicking the donate button at the top of the page, and giving us a hand, making sure that we can get some equipment that actually helps us out. Let's see if we can get this video started, because what Chris Hall has to say is so important that you need to be able to share it with friends and share it with family. This is Chris Hall. Part two of The Big Picture.
The number one reason not to reelect President Obama, there's a lot of competition for that top spot, but I would say that it would be the Supreme Court, because the justices are appointed for life. And so long after the president has left office, these people will still wield enormous power over the daily activities of the nation. And right now we have four justices who are over the age of 70. So it's likely that at least one, and perhaps as many as four, will be appointed in the next term. And the types of justices he will appoint will probably be a little more like Sotomayor and Kagan, who I think are radical. Sonia Sotomayor is a self-described wise Latina, and she believes her race and gender invest her with some sort of special knowledge to render superior judicial decisions. She believes that terrorists caught on the battlefield are entitled to the protections of American citizens under the Constitution, unless you include gun control in that, because she doesn't believe that the Second Amendment gives individuals a right to keep and bear arms. And then you have Justice Kagan, and she subscribes to all the shibboleths of the left, such as partial birth abortion, affirmative action. And also keep in mind, she barred military recruiters from Harvard's career services when she was dean of Harvard Law School. So she's definitely out of the mainstream. And I think if you look at his Supreme Court appointments, and if you look at, any of the dozens of czars he's appointed, he's clearly shown that he's biased in favor of choosing radicals. And I don't think America can really afford having an Obama-packed court for the next 20 or 30 years.
All right, that's Chris Hall. And I'm giving you some reason again. Chris Hall is going to be here on the Will Austin Show in July every Tuesday afternoon, right after the open. So go ahead and set your calendars. Because you know what? You don't want to miss this. You really, 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 really don't. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be fantastic. And there's plenty of material. And the deal is, the idea is, if you can, that's the deal. If you can have something to work with, if you can have some tools to take to work. And we're all going to have to work, because it's not going to be easy. I mean, this is not a slam. Folks, please don't think that this is a slam dunk. There ain't no slamming. There ain't no dunking. This is down to, this might end up as close to a buzzer beater as you've ever seen, if we're going to go ahead and deal with that analogy. and talk about basketball. This ain't no slam dunk. I mean, this is a half-court shot from both sides. This is a half-court shot for the president and a half-court shot for Governor Romney. That's for sure. So we don't know what's going to happen. You know? That's the deal. So you're going to need as many tools as you can to approach people without the emotion, without the craziness. Don't participate. And the person who put the thing about that we talked about at the beginning of the show, he said, if that's not a textbook illustration of a non sequitur, I've never seen one. That's exactly right. And it was done on purpose. Anybody, which is it? You know, does it matter? Blah blah blah. You know, Republicans are all hyped up about Obama being a Muslim, and they want me to get into this big argument about is the president a Muslim, and what about Mormonism? I don't want to care. I don't care. What I said in anyone remember Cash for Clunkers? I don't care. Let's talk about things in this presidency that have failed. And there's lots of it. So that's how we're going to have to. That's how we're going to have to run, kids. That's how we're going to have to make this happen. If we don't do it like that, it ain't going to work. I'm just telling you. I don't know if you like it. I don't know if you dig it. But that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to play out, my friends. That's all there is to it. All right, listen. I this show was a little different today. I took a little different tact because I wanted to have a few minutes at the end. To talk to you. As probably anybody who's listened to the show more than once knows that I am running for county commission here in Tampa, here in the Tampa area, and here in Hillsborough County. And I don't know if you know how expensive it has become to run for office, but unfortunately, it has become very, very expensive, and especially. And I'll be honest with you, because I've always been honest with you, especially if you have any hope to win. If you have any hope to win. And at some point you have to use, you know, whatever resources you have, you know, connections you have to help you. Because the things that I talk about here on this show, and I've talked about since March of 2008, whether it has to do with child rearing, whether it has to do with taxes, whether it has to do with the Constitution, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Tenth, whatever it is, the things that I've talked about, community involvement, I want to institute where I live because I don't believe it is. I don't believe things are instituted like that where I live. That's what I want to do because I think that that's important. I think that it is vital that not just that we win the House, that we have that conservatives have a majority in the House, and conservatives have a majority in the Senate, and that you know what that Barack Obama becomes a private citizen on January 20th, 2013. All those things are important to me, but it is as important to me that local officials who are conservative get elected all over the country, in city council races, county commission races, mayoral races. Those are the elections that are going to improve the condition of the country from the inside out. Please hear me. From the inside out, people who have a heart to serve. From the inside out, that's how we really get this done. You know, we have to be smart enough to say, you know what, we're going to work this from both sides, top down and inside out. I think that that's the most important thing. So listen, if you'd like to help me, you just go to Vote Austin 2012 and then click the donation link. That would help me greatly. You help the show, just go to willaustin.com, donate button on the top of the page, or pick somebody where you live. Get involved in their campaign. stroke a check out for you. Help. Help take over your, take your community. Control your community, because that's where the power is. All right, listen. We're going to be back tomorrow with a normal show. Well, it's normal if you get anyway. Until then, go out there and learn somebody. For goodness sakes, and I do mean this from the bottom of my heart. Take care of yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.